what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they're designed to spark smiles from everybody that hears them. Wow. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Keep in mind, the media's design is to spark fires, not smiles, but fires from all who hear. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because the show is designed to spark kingdom thinking for all who hear. Good one. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Boy, are you going to be impressed with this. We don't know what we're doing. There you go.
No idea.
That's right. No idea. See, touch your finger to your eye. No idea. Get it? All right, we have no idea. We just don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. You want to know why? Because we just want to spend the next few minutes talking faith with you. So we're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that thingy. So here's a good question. What do we spark in others when they hear us? What are we doing to other people when we talk? If life and death are in the power of the tongue, how's that going for people that hear what we have to say? If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness, because that, my friends, is sad. Just give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite. Dynamite!
You know what? I'm just going to tell you what it's like when you talk to Dynamite D. That's like sending a text to your sister-in-law because it's her birthday, and then you look on your text things and you realize, you know, I haven't sent her a birthday text in 9 years. Everything else Noelle's done. And then you're like, she's like, ha, 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 I even didn't know this was you at first. And then you were both laughing in texts because you realize you haven't texted your sister-in-law in 9 years to say happy birthday. It's a blessing because the relationship is so strong. She didn't even notice it, neither did I.
Oh, wow, pretty good. That was a long one, but it was good.
Yeah, it was good. That's kind of cool. It's kind of like, you know, you make that friend. It's like talking to a friend or talking to somebody that you're connected to. And if you haven't talked for a little while and then you talk again, it's like nothing. Like you never missed a
nothing
beat.
Nothing ever changed.
Nothing ever changed. I love that. I love that grace that God gives us in that. All right. Additionally, by the way, if you don't want to call, because some people are like, hey, it's a phone. I'm not too sure. Okay. Then you can also text if you want to, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Here we go for a semi-jazz voice.
214-210-8483.
A little sassy.
Yeah, kind of like a little melodic kind of thing going on there. Yeah, there you go. You can also email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, @hemustincrease.org. Not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, anti-disestablishmentarianism, just hemustincrease.org. Making that as simple as we can. Plus, we're going to send you up to the website as we do. And here's the thing on the website. There are continually updated materials put on the website. There are apps on the website that are free, either for Apple or Android, so as if they come up with something else, we'll let you know about that, but they're available, either our ministry apps or the Crawford ministry apps. They all work great. Everybody likes them. They're free. They're great. They work great. all of them have both Android and Apple. Okay, just want to point that out to you. And then also on the website is this fantastic thing, this opportunity to give. And you think, wow, an opportunity to give? Yes, because God loves a cheerful giver. And we think it's important for us to take care of the things of the kingdom of God. And this is an opportunity to do so. Deuteronomy 15:10 says, give generously to him and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. So give me a minute before we send him up. Listen to this, because I'm going to tell you a little testimony that we have. So it says, give generously to God, Deuteronomy 15:10, and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. Because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Somebody gave a gift the other day, about 2 days ago. Listen to this. No return address, right? It was a gift. It was a cashier's check from Chase. It was a large amount. I mean, not like it was a large amount, though. I mean, for us, it's like, you know, enormous-y kind of stuff. No name on the gift certificate at zero name. Just simply, he must increase ministry. And then the memo, God bless.
Wow. Wow.
Just thinking, first of all, whoever that is, thank you. Second of all, whoever that is, thank you. Very clever. That's what I would say. Very clever. Very, very good. And I just think that's the kind of thing you guys need to know and be aware. It's cool, right? This is what we're doing. We're putting it together. We're just pulling it together. We're going to be expanding. I don't know if I told you, but the board, we had our meeting last night. Everything approved. Everything done. We're moving forward.
Ready to go.
Don is really excited. We're really excited. So I just want to point out, you know, our board members are fantastic. Aunt Deb's awesome. So anyway, I just want to point that out. Make sure everybody's on board with that. And please, if you can give, do so. If you can't give, then please pray for us. Just get on there and spend some extra time with the Lord. But if you can give, please do so. All of that's on the website. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Can't touch this.
I love that.
I think we dance every time we hear
that. It's just great. I just love it. All right. So I got so much stuff to cover. So in the next segment, we're going to pray. We're going to be praying for Nola. Give you some other information that's going on because John is heading down to see Nola today. So he sent me off a text. But in the meantime, I want to get right into do not forget to pray for one another. That is the really the call. And then the other thing I want to tell you is when we are doing San Diego, which is a week from this Monday, we are adding another trivia question. At the suggestion of Dynamite D, we're going to add a trivia question to the first two segments. So the first segment never has a trivia question. In the future, it will. Woo! Yeah. We might not even get a break in the way things are going. I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. That's what we don't have no idea. Yeah, who cares? All right. Let's just do what the Lord wants the best we can as we move before him. Let's get into the text. A great text indeed it is. We are in the letter to Hebrews written by an unknown author. Everybody can give their speculation, but we're not sure. It's still fun to speculate as long as you don't make it kind of like a serious issue. Bottom line is we're in Hebrews chapter 12, and we are picking it up at basically verse 23, because I want you to catch this. It's really good. A really good portion is this portion, and then the next one's lights out crazy fantastic. So let's just go through this. Pick it up at verse 23. We already talked about this a little bit last week. So we were talking about coming to Mount Zion, which was different than coming to the Jerusalem mountain, that the children of Israel went to where they couldn't touch it. Now we're coming to a mountain that can be touched. It's the heavenly Jerusalem that we're dealing with. And verse 23 says, to the assembly of the firstborn is Jesus, and we're the assembly of Jesus, for those whose names have been written in heaven. Guess whose names are written in heaven? Yours and mine. Hello. Your name is on the roll, right? And your feet is upon the rock, right? So you are into rock and roll, even though you don't know that. Ha! All right. Then it says this, to a judge who is God of all and to the spirits of righteous people made perfect. Now, when you read a passage like that, you have to think, huh? Like, wait, what? What does that mean? All right, here, let me break this down. It talks about God being the judge. So let's understand this is exceedingly important. It's not that you and I can never make any form of judgment. Not only is that not an accurate statement, it's not even close to the teachings of Jesus. Jesus said we can't make hypocritical judgments. That's the entire text. We are certainly not permitted to give a final eternal judgment. So you can't give hypocritical judgments and you can't give eternal judgments. Well, why? That's a very straightforward question. Here's a very straightforward answer. Only God knows all the facts regarding somebody who faces eternity. You don't know in the last millisecond if they said, oh God, please. You don't know if without anybody else knowing they said, please help me, Jesus. None of us know that. Only God can judge from an eternal perspective because only God actually has all the knowledge involved in any of those circumstances. Do you understand that? Then only God, when he judges, is perfect and right, which is why we have the admonition from Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount not to judge hypocritically. Why? Because people judge hypocritically. God the Father does not judge hypocritically. So because only God knows the actual truth, remember, he's omniscient. He knows everything, so he knows every nuance, every factor, everything that's involved. He's the only one that can judge absolutely perfect in every judgment. So the truth is that when somebody, you know, only God knows that actual truth as to whether somebody's at the point that they actually said yes or didn't say yes. That's why final judgment is left up to God alone, and we don't touch that. Right? That's up. I don't know. Did they make it? Don't know. You know? I mean, if the Lord shows you, that's, you know, it could be one thing or another. But I'm just telling you, that's why you be careful about that, because only God knows that final call. So you don't step into his territory. But that doesn't mean you never make judgments in the sense of evaluation. You have to make them all the time. You're commanded to. So there's no, it's not an option. You have to, it's the same thing I say in the Phil. If you cannot decide, if you can't make a judgment, you can't vote. How do you vote? You can't pick a restaurant. How could you pick one restaurant over another? You just judge that one better. Let's go, that one. It's like, I'm just saying, you just got to be like, by the way, that's a really good point, because there's some restaurants that are better than others. Hello. Anyway, so then it says, to the spirits of righteous people made perfect. So I want you to catch this. It's really interesting. Righteous people are righteous, but they're not perfect. Only God is perfect. So even the most righteous person is not perfect, because from Jesus Christ, perfection is imputed to us and imparted to us. In other words, that righteousness of Jesus is given to us by judicial declaration that the righteousness of Jesus Christ is placed upon us. You're not perfect because of you. You're perfect because of Jesus. In the meantime, righteous people, the spirits of righteous people, are being made more and more perfect. What do you mean? Well, you're being made more and more into the image of Jesus. So you're being made more and more perfect, and Jesus is the goal. And so that's what's taking place. There will always be some stain in us. And the only difference is that only God, through Jesus Christ, makes the stain disappear. So it's like, okay. So now you get a better handle on why God is the only one that can judge. You want to know why? Because as good as you're doing, and you might be doing phenomenal, and God bless you, you're not perfect.
Let me ask you this, Dave, and interject really quick. Now, that word just man, is that just a similar word to righteous men?
So just righteous men is exactly right. And so there's this process, and that's why you got different translations. I happen to like all the translations. I'm not one of those that's like, you know, I'm not too snooty about that. I think it's kind of cool. I think God saves people through multiple translations because he's God. That's why. So it's like just men, righteous men. It's like men of right standing. In that position, to the spirits of righteous men or just people made perfect, the process is we're in sanctification and we're still going through it. Judicially, all good. Practically, guess what? I'm slapping you upside the head when you did that because I want you to look like Jesus, not just say you know Jesus. And that's part of the image that we reflect. It's really kind of cool, but that's nothing. When we get back, now then we're going to get into something, because it's one of the most important verses, in the New Testament. Uh-oh, you've got to be kidding. No, seriously. All right, here's what it's going to sound like a week from Monday. You're listening to the David Swoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, and KBRIGHT AMM 1240, the Christian station in San Diego. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
What is the David Spoon experience?
So you know what David did? He asked God again. And how did God answer? He answered him. God didn't go, oh, you asked me twice. Strike you with lightning. Strike you with lightning. It's like, that's not how this works. So the scripture says in 1 Samuel 23:4, go check out your Bible. Once again, David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him. It's like, go do your thing. Go. It's okay to inquire more than once, even if there's an answer that you've got, because sometimes we look for reassurance and clarity and for comfort and from eliminating hearing mistakes. We're not trying to irritate God. We're not trying to fight against his will. We're not trying to be disobedient. The Lord knows that. See, I think what happens is we'll do something, it'll be sincere action, then somebody else may hear about it, or you mention somebody, and the way they interpret it is different than the way God interprets it. When I come before the Lord, and he says, go do this, and I come before the Lord again and do one of those, are you sure? You know, kind of thing. That's not me trying to be bad. And this is the same kind of thing that happens when you get into the people that one group in Christianity is like, you know, you can't ask for signs at all, because it shows that you either have no faith or you don't believe Jesus is Messiah. Well, first of all, that's not true, because God gave signs all the way from Genesis to Revelation. So that's just silly. The other part of that is people asking for signs like Gideon were just like going, okay, I'm just trying not to mess this up, right? What Jesus rebuked was the people asking for a sign to prove he was the Messiah. That's substantially different than asking God, I just need to know I'm not doing this dumb. Right? I mean, and that's why what we do is we kind of pour into these rules and these reasonings, and it's like, you know what? Don't do that. Come before the Lord, be yourself. You know, you don't have to posture before God. He already knows. It's like, you know, I just want you to know I'm not going to look up right now. Now, if you really feel that way, that's fair. But don't do that because you're trying to impress God, because he knows you're trying to impress him. So then don't do that. Just tell him what's going on. Share your heart. Share your feelings. One of the things that I see about prayer, and this is a true statement. Some people say, well, people pray to get things changed. It's maybe better to say that we pray so that God changes us. That might be more accurate, so that we get into a surrender or a yielded position. It's not that you can't have faith, not that you can't pray, but what I'm talking about is coming and yielding and going, I'm just trying to get the clarity. I want to know what I'm doing is what you want to do. I think it's a very important element for people who are seeking wisdom, just to be as earnest and honest as possible. If the Lord grants you a sign, the bigger problem about that is most of the time, like for Israel, they didn't believe it anyway. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. And starting a week from Monday, welcome K-Bright AM 1240, the Christian station in beautiful San Diego. Bright like the sun. That's right. That's what we're going with. Okay, so much to cover. I just can't even tell you. And I want to get to this teaching because it's super important. So let's do our trivia question. We'll do DNA in the next segment. Here's our trivia question. Who was the mighty hunter before the Lord? Who was the mighty hunter before the Lord? Who was that? Wowzer. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Who was the mighty hunter before the Lord? Unfortunately, nowadays, this person's name has become somewhat of a negative name, which I can't really explain, other than that's just how society is. They take somebody who's great and make something bad out of it. That's not abnormal. Now, what I want to do before we get in the text, and while you guys are working on the trivia question, is I want to pray for Nola. So I want everybody to kind of join your faith with me. Do me a favor. Take a minute. Okay, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're there and you're available, let's get it together. Let's pray. I want to pray. John's on the way to see Nola. He's getting an update later on today. So let's pray for him, for Nola, for their family. Let's just offer our faith for them at this moment. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you. We praise you. I'm in awe of your generosity, your kindness, your mercies. And I think they extend to us in all areas, Lord. And sometimes it seems like we have to battle a little harder to get to certain places. Other things seem to come rather easy. And that's all part of your plan and part of your wisdom. So we are sharing with John, sharing and carrying his burden with him, not to the level he is, Lord. But we are caring for him and sharing with them as we pray for Nola, for you to bring an absolute miracle to heal her life. She doesn't have a chance. That's what they said. Except with you, there is always that opportunity. And we ask you to manifest your healing power in her life. I don't think any group of radio people in the world would rejoice more than we would. But Lord, comfort John. Give him faith, give him wisdom, give him confidence as well for his wife. And for Nola's parents, we ask for your peace that passes all understanding. And for Nola, we pray that the peace, the grace, and the joy that comes from your throne would be in her mind and her heart. She would be filled with you. We lift them before you as their family, and we ask you to reach out and touch them and bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Okay, so everybody going on that, we'll do the trivia question one more time and get into what is probably the most powerful. You're going to think, oh, you're nuts. Oh, you just wait. You'll be right with me on it. Who was the mighty hunter before the Lord? Who was the mighty hunter before the Lord? Has a name that's kind of negative now, but not so much. Not before the Lord, anyway. 972-445-0770. As well, you can text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Get into this next text, and here we are. That's how good this text is. Ready? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. And to so it says we come to the mountain and so on and so forth, right? Verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which says better things than the blood of Abel. What? Okay, let's just start right here. This is really the key to the entire book of Hebrews, just in case you didn't know that. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. That is the theme. We've talked about that multiple times, that Jesus is the mediator of a better covenant. What do you mean better? The new one is better than the old one. The old one led us to the understanding that we needed a new one, not because God blew it, but because we blew it. And so there needed to be somebody to help us get through. So Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant. There is an old covenant and there is a new covenant. And the new covenant is through Jesus Christ and only through Jesus Christ, not through anybody else. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. And just so you can know, if you don't think that's accurate, you're calling Jesus a liar. Okay, well, that'll just solve that one. And then the next verse, which is the big thing. To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, to the sprinkling blood, which says better things than the blood of Abel. What do you mean? Because the blood of Abel spoke about justice, but the blood of Jesus speaks about forgiveness. When Abel was killed, his blood cried out to God. Remember in Genesis? And he said, justice! But Jesus' blood speaks differently than Abel's blood because he gave his life for everybody. And Jesus' blood speaks forgiveness, not justice. And you're thinking, wait a minute, just a minute. No, no. What does it say in James chapter 2, verse 13? Mercy triumphs over judgment. The irony is that we're told in scriptures the blood of Jesus is speaking better than the blood of Abel. Forgiveness is better than justice. And you try to tell that to those crazy wackadoodles who are doing their crazy culture thing, especially people like Mr. not Reverend Sharpton, who's like, oh, it's all about, you know, justice. No, it ain't. What is wrong with you? The blood of Jesus Christ, forgiveness. Not justice. You don't stand on the podium and smack it and say God demands justice. You're not the justice king. God is. And his blood, the blood of Jesus, cries out forgiveness. How about them apples? Let's send the person through who's ready to answer the trivia question. We'll keep it on just a little extra. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Brother Ace again.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm best as I can be right now. I can never say I'm not, but I am a very highly favored and very given much grace. much grace from heaven.
Amen, brother. Isn't that wonderful? You get that grace, and you keep. And you know, I say the same thing when I get grace to the Lord. I go, I don't deserve it, and then I think, oh wait, that's what grace is. I don't deserve it. That's right. Oh yeah, that's right.
You know, yeah, I'm really touched and impressed by your prayers. You have, I don't know what it is. You just seem to say the right words all the time. It's so great. Such a great prayer.
No, that's nice of you to say. It's got nothing to do with me, everything to do with him in me. I mean, that is what I would say to you automatically all the time, because it's true.
I agree.
You should see when I pray alone, I don't always say the nicest things. Just being honest. And he forgives me. I know he does. All right. Got to answer the triv question. The mighty hunter before the Lord. Who is that?
Nimrod was a mighty hunter.
That is correct, Amigo! Nimrod! Which is unfortunate because we use that as a negative word, but the guy was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Nothing negative there. But, you know, sinful people take really good things and make them ugly. That's what they do. So, excellent job, brother. Excellent job. Can we be praying for you about anything?
Well, just pray for continued health and wealth in Jesus' name. Always works.
Amen. Listen, audience, please take a moment right now and pray for Brother Ace. We got to exit, but you got to pray for him because he's your brother and we love him. And he's a great, great brother. You pray that the Lord blesses him in health and wealth in Jesus' name. I even pronounce it and agree with him in Jesus' name. Great job, bro.
I receive by faith. Thank you again.
All right. God bless you.
Bless you and Captain D and the whole gang.
You got it.
Appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, this is what it's going to sound like in a little while. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, and KBright AM 1240, the Christian Station in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is
la, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth. We got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree And I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough, because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.